Hello all, welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report for this April 24th, 2025. Looking to have a lot of fun with the new way that we're doing this. We encourage people to spread the word about the show, streaming exclusively online at WFHR.com or civicmedia.us, and go check out past episodes. Like when we have our friends, Family Natural Foods joining us. Every conversation is interesting. Encourage you to go check out past interviews as well. We have the gang in with us right now, Stephen and Katrina Hinder from Family Natural Foods. How y'all doing? How's it going?
Great.
Good. Yeah.
Good.
Happy to be here.
I know that there's so much going on over there, and you have some great presentations coming up, including one that I just found out about late last night, actually. You got coming up in June. But before we get to that, let's talk about this great one you got coming up right in May.
Yeah, thank you. So we have talked about it a little bit, and then I was on the morning show with you, and we highlighted it. But the it's going to be on May 6th, it's a Tuesday, it's 5:15, and we're going to have our friend Rubina in, and she's going to talk about, like, spring cleaning, low waste. We're going to talk about all the things, right? So on Earth Day when I was
here. Yeah, it's like refillable and reusable cleaning supplies. And the great benefit to that is you save money. Mm-hmm. These are more natural than most cleaning supplies, so they're better for your health.
Mm-hmm.
They work great, and
You can reuse your container.
They also have less waste.
You're
not filling up your recycling bin like me every week. Yeah. I always seem to have a lot more recycling than I do garbage, which I guess is a good thing.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
But also, I'm like, why do I even have that much recycling?
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
How can I reuse the thing?
Let's try to solve this.
So you can take that, like, let's say glass peanut butter jar that you just used, and you were going to put it in your recycling container. Wash it really well. You can bring that to Family Natural Foods. We essentially tear. We'll explain the whole process. But we tear the item, and then you can fill it up with
Tear the item means that we subtract the weight of the jar.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Yep.
I thought I'd explain it just in person, but, you know, I don't like that. It's maybe
just come
a
in
bit
and Katrina will show you.
It's like knew what it was, but for the audience's sake, I did not know what it was.
Just
but,
in case.
You know,
it's a weird
you bring
word.
That container in, and then you can refill it with your hand soap or whatnot. But maybe you don't want to use that old container of yours. We have new wonderful glass jars that you can buy once and then reuse over and over again.
Yep.
Some have like the spout, so it can be great for a hand soap. If you're doing like an all-purpose wash, we have like a spray container. Mm-hmm. Again, buy it once, refill it. Very similar to like our oils and vinegars that we have. You know, you buy it once. It's that concept. If we can all start thinking that way, like James and I were talking about on Tuesday, we can just make this world a cleaner place. We don't need to consume as much stuff. So this is a way to consume less. And so this presentation is going to talk about that, of course, about the products, but just how we can really think a bit more about what our impact is and what we're doing and how we can change that. So it is on May 6th. That's a Tuesday. And it's at 5:15. It's going to be a good presentation.
Yeah, something we could all grab something from.
Yeah.
You know, we all have to clean our houses, right? So
make it a little more fun.
Somebody has to clean our houses. So yeah, why not do it cleaner, you know, with less chemicals, do it cheaper, and do it with less waste.
And maybe you want a little scent in there because all of ours are unscented. So if people that have sensitive skin, they're great because it's unscented. But we have wonderful essential oils that you can add into that. And that's also fun. Like,
yeah, I'm sure that's something we'll learn about on that Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of how to customize it yourself and do it in a natural way as well.
Speaking of that word custom, one thing that I hadn't thought about the other day when you were coasting with us, Kat, and I really appreciate that. It was fun having you in the show. One of the things I hadn't thought about is how much we are more and more enjoying unique items and unique things in our homes.
Yeah.
We've seen a rise of this really going back to the rise of Etsy or even when Milkweed Market was here in town or the Cultural Center with some of the local items from artists they sell.
Really fun.
More and more people want this. Here's a great opportunity to have something like that. Unique in your home. Not everybody has this soap dispenser that you helped create or something.
Could be a great gift to really kickstart people.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. There's a couple days ago. What do they call it? Earth Day.
That
would be a day and a topic to really focus on this and bring it around. Maybe just surprise people with a gift. But Earth Day can be every day. I mean, I kind of appreciate the Earth. And luckily here in Wisconsin Rapids, we have some of the most beautiful Earth, in my opinion.
Yeah.
There's so much beautiful nature. So, I mean, it's easy to appreciate Earth Day every day here in Wisconsin
Rapids. Yeah, nature makes it easy on us around here.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Yep. If I lived in one of those big cities, I would say, wow, these engineers and architects really built a beautiful place here.
Yeah.
A different appreciation.
Yeah. You know,
absolutely. Yeah.
It's great. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, and then we want to highlight another presentation that we're really excited about.
This is fun. We just got information on it.
It just started getting the word out. But we are excited to have Terry Lemeron with Terry Natural back at Family Natural Foods. For Stephen, is this the fourth year?
I think it's the fourth.
Yeah, there was a year that he wasn't there, but I feel extremely grateful to say that he's been with us for 4 years and he wants to come back. He's excited to come back. Like, it's something he looks forward to. And again, we don't know each year, will he, won't he, but we ask the question, and we're so, like, we feel so honored and blessed that he really thinks of this as like a, you know, part of his community, and he believes in, you know, the family run businesses that are getting the information out, and he has so much knowledge. This man is
he's so great. Like Katrina said, he's like a very busy person. He's traveling all over the world. You know, he's frequently, when I'm like, oh, did you guys, because we were trying to plan this for months, it literally, like, we talked about it first in November, and it didn't get confirmed until last week. So this takes a long time, because they'll be like, oh, we'll check in with Terry, but he's in Europe right now, or he's in India looking at the turmeric harvest, or you know, you name it, he's kind of all over the place. And like Katrina said, I try to never take it for granted. You know, every time that he's coming, I'm like, this is great. I don't know if it's going to work in his schedule. I don't know if he's going to retire next year. You know, I don't know. So, like, I always tell people, like, if you're like, oh, maybe I'll go next year, don't do that. Just come.
Yeah.
Tell everybody.
It's a free event. Great. We're not charging anything. And the knowledge that he provides is something that's like, how many years of experience? I don't know, like 50 plus years.
Yeah, 50 plus years of experience.
And you really can't get that from hardly anybody else, and to have that right in your community is really great.
I wanted to piggyback off that, Stephen, because with this guest in particular, and look, especially the last handful of presentations, Brian at True Grace, Dr. Tracy at Vital Planet, amazing individuals, great speakers 100%. With tons of great knowledge. And then there's Terry, who is just one of the founders of so much of this industry and so much of what's going on here. And it's interesting, the presentation he's focusing on, Optimal Wellness for Longevity. Well, he's a great one to be running that,
right?
Considering how long he's been doing this. And he certainly seems to know something about longevity.
And
he's such a good speaker. I just want to echo the things that you guys were saying about him coming to this community. You can tell what it means to him. How many CEOs, how many people do you know in charge of companies that are doing something
not
like
very
this?
Many.
We could count on one hand, I almost guarantee. To him to do this, it just shows the above and beyond care that he has, not only for this industry, but for this community.
Yeah, it's a real honor to have him. So, you know, if you're listening to the podcast, you can push pause, right?
Yes.
That's something we can do.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Go get your pen. And your paper, your calendar, or just pick up your phone if you keep it on your phone, like a lot of folks do with their calendar, and put this down. It's going to be on June 25th at 5:15 p.m. And there's a lot of details to come. We'll be here a number of times still, but we want to get this on people's calendar. It's June 25th. It's going to be a Wednesday at 5:15 p.m. So get it on your calendar. And tell your neighbors. There's usually somebody you know who could benefit from getting some really genuine health advice from somebody who's such an expert as Terry.
Head on over to Facebook and register, sign up for it, let them know that you're coming,
with your
everybody.
Friends. Yeah.
Speaking with Stephen and Katrina Hittner from Family Natural Foods, and we're going to put a little bit of focus on some of the our friends in the spring and summer that join us that we don't necessarily deal with the rest of the time of the year.
More the seasonal thing. Is that what we're talking about? So just a reminder that we have tick alerts out there, right?
Yeah,
it's our dogs.
I found two on myself. I don't know how many my dogs.
Steven's the tick alert this year.
It's even a couple weeks ago, might have been a month ago now, there was one crawling on my sleeve. I was doing some yard work. And then just a couple days ago, I saw another one crawling on my sleeve. I don't think it was the same one. Hopefully not. I should put a little mark
That's
on
it. That's hilarious. I love the idea of it being the same one. Yeah. That's hilarious.
It's like my pet. The worst pet ever.
The worst pet.
I have to feed him with my blood.
Nobody likes ticks.
No.
Your dogs don't like them. Your cats don't like them. Us humans,
it's
your kids.
Really not good for you. And something I want to remind people about with ticks is there's this great thing that we have at the store where you can take the ticks that you take off you pull off your body or your pet's body, and instead of questioning, hey, does this tick have Lyme disease, or a week or two later if you start to feel ill or you have a bullseye on your body, you don't have to say like, oh, was that tick that bit me did that tick have Lyme disease?
Take the guessing out of it.
Yeah, you can take the guessing out of it. You can keep that tick, you know, sealed up in a jar or Ziploc bag, whatever you want to do, but keep it in one piece. Or multiple pieces is fine too, I suppose. And you can come to Family Natural Foods. You can buy a prepaid test. And what this does is you can send your tick remains in. And if they come off of just one person or one animal, you can send in 10 ticks. You can send in 20 ticks. It doesn't matter. You can send in one. And then the lab will test these ticks, one or many of them, to tell you if there's any Lyme disease present in any of the ticks. And then you can say, hey, that bullseye rash, that probably got Lyme disease. Let's call up the doctor. Let's go over to the doctor and probably, you know, start on some antibiotics. I don't mess around with Lyme disease as little as I definitely don't like antibiotics, but I like Lyme disease even less. So, you know, we have some natural stuff too that would be helpful. I would still call your doctor up. But I think it's always important to remember that there's these tests at Family Natural Foods. They're not expensive. What are they? $25,
I think, is like total. Mm-hmm.
Something like that. Katrina's used them, I think.
Yep, they're really easy to use. They're great. It's kind of nice to have one at home because if it happens, you can do it.
Yeah, you
but
can
just
send it out quick.
I'm just going to do like a public awareness announcement. I think that's very important. Often we get a tick, right? We don't want it. We don't like it. We either flick it or we kill it. But if you get a tick that bites, my suggestion would be to take that tick, if you can, put it like in a jar or a plastic bag that Steven's talking about, put it in the freezer, something like that. Because whether you're going to call it in to this company or send it in, that's one thing. Or if you never notice a bullseye and you're like, okay, I'm just going to keep it around, then you have it. A lot of people get rid of them and then they don't know. They don't know if they have it.
Yeah, and it's interesting because one time I took a tick off me and I had symptoms that seemed like Lyme disease. I went to the doctor, kind of a walk-in clinic situation, and I brought the tick with me and I was like, well, maybe they want to test this tick.
Yeah.
And she was kind of like, you can throw that away. You know, like she was just going off symptoms. She's like, you there, you know. And so I was like, okay, like how do they know? Like they didn't do a blood test. So I think the protocol, because Lyme disease is so prevalent around here, is that they kind of just write antibiotics, you know, if they have any suspicion that you might have Lyme disease, which I think is fine. Mm-hmm. But I might want to kind of know. Also, you can send this test in, and they can test for other things. Mm-hmm. I think there might be a little
anaplasmosis and things like that.
Yeah, there might be a little added cost if you want to have them test for other things. I'd have to look at the paperwork again, but it could be worth it, you know, just because there might be a little different protocol. Most of these tick-borne illnesses, antibiotics treat all of them. Mm-hmm. And then the doctors are going to tell you that too. But, you know, maybe the protocol is a little different. And if you know, if you go in and you take your test results from, you know, this test and you said, hey, I have this bullseye having symptoms, your doctor's gonna be like, oh, okay, well, we know what this illness is. Now we can treat it really.
And specific to that kind of strain. Yeah. And I think about, like, at Family Natural Foods, we really like to get to the root of the cause. So that tick is literally the root of the cause.
Yeah.
So keeping that around to know exactly what's in it, I think, is beneficial. So
knowledge is power.
Be on the lookout for those ticks. But we also have lovely, like, bug sprays.
Yeah, this is what we're really
going to
talk about. Yeah, try to not get them on you.
As well as, like, we have bug sprays for mosquitoes, but also that covers ticks as well, that are natural. There's no chemicals in it.
Very effective, too.
Very effective.
I've used them for years.
Yeah, Steven's even used them when a friend of his was using DEET, and he was using that. And his friend had, like, he had like ticks and mosquitoes on him. And Steven's like, I'm actually doing okay.
Yeah,
he just had to reapply it a little bit more.
The natural ones you do have to reapply a little bit more often. But my friend had more ticks on him than I did. And so it was working. And we have stuff for pets too. If you have a dog, you have to be careful which natural or not natural sprays you can use on your pets. But there's ones we have that are specifically designed for dogs. And then we also have some sunscreens.
Yeah, really clean sunscreens that you feel safe
that season.
To put on your kids, your babies, you know.
And
you're
going to need them all season, so you might as well buy them now. Mm-hmm. There's no reason to say, oh, wait for another month or two. Just if you're coming in for stuff, just get what you're needing. And you can test a lot of these out at our store. You can smell them. The sunscreens you can put on your skin, you can see how they rub in. They've gotten really good, these natural ones, rubbing in. And the not natural ones aren't so good.
There's a lot of chemicals, and your skin is your largest organ.
Yeah, so it absorbs these chemicals. And some of these chemicals are just like environmental working group, you know, evaluate some of these. And they're just like, they're almost, in some cases, more toxic than getting sunburnt, you know, which is also not great for you. But yeah, these natural sunscreens. And then the other thing I always like to tell people is that the sunscreen scale, the SPF scale that we're all familiar with, it isn't linear. So an SPF 15 and SPF 30, 30 isn't blocking twice as much sun as an SPF 15. It's only like maybe 3 to 5% better. I'd have to look at the exact numbers, but it's not a linear scale. So when you, that's the thing with these chemicals, sunblocks, they can technically block more UV than some of the natural ones. So you'll see like an SPF like 70 or some big number, right? But, and so a lot of people think like, oh, I have to do as much as I can, so I have to get as high of a number. Really, an SPF 15 or SPF 30, SPF 40, that's more than sufficient. You're only gaining 1 or 2 or 3% going above that SPF 30. So don't get, you know, it's kind of a marketing thing, but don't get, you know, kind of
caught up in
these numbers. Just know that, you know, if you want to block the sun, 15 to 30 to, you know, 40, I suppose, is going to be more than sufficient for what you need.
This is something that later in life I've come to. Really late in life. Like, we're talking the last year or so that I've actually even looked at sunscreens before. So for the majority of my life, somebody brings up sunscreen, I tune out. Like, I've just never needed it. It's never been something.
Italian.
It just works. You know, there are a lot of advantages of Mediterranean skin, but this is one of them. As I've gotten older, and I certainly have read more and more about skin cancer and some of these things, it's like, well, just because you don't burn doesn't mean you shouldn't be concerned about this. Yeah. And especially with our current world that we're in now, where the just scientifically, the sun is closer, everybody. I mean, there's certain things that you don't have to be an environmentalist or care about those things to just understand the logical science behind some of this stuff, that we all need to be a lot more better about this.
And you talk to a dermatologist, and, you know, I think we all have family members who have frequent appointments to dermatologists because when they were kids, you know, sunscreen wasn't as common, wasn't as talked about, but they were getting sunburns. And now they have, you know, skin cancer, and they're going to the dermatologist to scrape this stuff off. It costs a lot. It's painful. It's not fun. Yeah. It leaves scars sometimes. So, you know, anything you could do now, is going to help you in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, even years ago, even 60 years ago, the sun was giving people skin cancer. So if it's worse today, I don't know. It probably is. But it certainly was bad enough 60 years ago to give people skin cancer today. So, yeah,
those are really good notes, man. Those are really good notes. I appreciate
that. So when you're out in the sun, you might be gardening too. And I want to tell everybody that all of our garden seeds are there and they're ready for you. So, you know, those seed potatoes you've been waiting for? Oh, they're here.
She's
good. And those onion sets you've been waiting for? Oh, we got the yellows. We got the reds. We got the whites. Oh, onion plants?
Onion plants. Better hurry up.
Come and get them. They're here for you.
Yeah, there's probably be there for another week.
Mm-hmm.
These things go quick, but we did get a little bit extra this time, so I think we'll have some for a few more days. But if you're wanting onion plants, don't wait around. And onion plants, to remind people, if you plant these, they become those kind of big keeper onions you can keep in your house, in your basement or whatever for most of the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Slice them and fry them with eggs, whatever you want to do. Like, they're great. So onion plants, real nice to have, come in sooner than later.
Yeah, and it's a great time to start thinking about like adding your peas and beans. This is a good time. Peas in particular, early.
Yeah. Spinach could be early. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so really start thinking of your garden and what you want to eat this year. Like Stephen has on our sign, which is such a great one. It's beet inflation with 99-cent seed packets. So like
so good.
B-E-E-T.
I love it. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
So, you know, really think about that. People are walking away with, they're spending $20 on like bushels and bushels of garden, preparing for their garden seeds and such. I'm like, wow, you can't go to the grocery store and get what you're going to get right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, you can buy garden seeds anywhere. I just want people to plant a garden. Like we do it as a public service as much as we do it as something we want to sell.
Yeah.
It's just important to us because it's something our grandfather did years ago and our dad did, and we're still doing it, is selling garden seeds and planting gardens ourselves. So I don't really mind where you buy garden seeds, but I will say if you do want to save a few pennies, our garden seeds are 99 cents a packet, which I think is oftentimes half the price of what you're finding at big box stores around and those glossy seed packets. And there's substantially more seeds in that 99-cent packet than you find in these other stores.
Yep.
So it's not only that you're getting more seeds, you might only have to buy one packet instead of two or three.
Yeah.
They're half the, you know, it's like easily half the price oftentimes. So these are a great value. And like Katrina said, you buy, you know, a couple packets of seeds, you spend a dollar or two, and you're getting like hundreds of dollars worth of vegetables out of your garden.
Yes.
It's really the best way to beat inflation. That and get a couple chickens for your yard.
There you go.
And you're set to go. You can just kind of go to the grocery store once a month or something for some odds and ends.
Everything you guys said, along with the idea of, you know, not only having the peace of mind of knowing where this food is coming from and all those things, but the great feeling it is of creating your own meal and creating your meal for others and everything. Feels really good to be able to do that stuff. Yeah. So, nothing but advantages of doing this and getting those seeds and getting that garden started. And before we let you guys go, I know we did want to talk about allergies a little bit.
Yeah.
And by that, I mean, I wanted to talk about allergies with you guys, because this is another one of those things that late in life I'm dealing with that I had no idea until I started talking to you guys. Like, why are my eyes so watery and everything? Oh, you can develop allergies later in life. I learned that from you guys. I didn't know that before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or my dog, apparently. I'm giving him, like, I've got a bunch of stuff at the store right now that I'm grabbing for him for natural things to help him with allergies. So certainly don't leave your pets out of this. We have some natural products for pet allergies as well. But allergies are popping up. I've kind of had a little bit of it in my sinuses or whatever in the last few days. And I always I reach for this quercetin from Terry Naturally. Terry makes a really great quercetin product. And it just works quickly. I usually just have to take one a day, but sometimes this time of year I'll take two, you know, maybe one in the morning, one at night. We've got some great homeopathics.
Quercetin helps with the histamine responses and the inflammation of the histamine. So, right, the allergies are going to cause a histamine response, and that helps kind of lessen it. And fun fact about quercetin, you can find it in quercetin naturally in a lot of vegetables and fruit skin, specifically onion skin, actually.
Yeah. You can make a tea out of your, you grow those onions, you know, you slice them, you're cooking them for your eggs, you take the skins instead of throwing them away, just like boil it in water and make a nice little tea out of it. I don't really know how to taste. I've heard of this theoretically, but I haven't tried it practically. But there's
make it for your dog. He can lap it up every day, get a little quercetin in there.
Yeah, I wonder about that. I'll have to try that.
But it's something worth trying. Yeah, it's interesting.
I don't know.
But like Stephen was saying, we do have really great homeopathics. There's some for kids. Homeopathics are so safe and so great for kids, as well as, you know, pregnancy and so on. But we have also allergy, like homeopathics for allergies. And it's, again, working on like the histamine responses or the runny nose, the watery eyes.
We can also get more specific, which is often nice. Like if you're like, oh, it's only the pollen. It's always this time of year once the trees. And it's like, okay, we got one specifically for pollen. And then if you're like, no, it's like all the time, it's probably something in my house. Well, we got one for dust or whatever it is. I think my dog, I just have to give him everything because he seems to be allergic to the world. And he's like a rescue. So I was like, isn't that the benefit of getting a rescue? Is like they don't have too many health problems.
Sometimes,
I mean, he's pretty healthy otherwise. I can't complain, but...
But these are all things that you can find out about, and there's so much more. Again, keep in mind, everybody, we scratched the surface of things that are going on over at Family Natural Foods. Head on over there today and check out more of the great things that they are doing at 910 West Grand Avenue right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Give them a call at 715-423-3120, 423-3120. Be sure to bookmark their webpage, familynaturalfoods.com, and check out their Facebook page where you can see the presentations and lock in on those and not only have them on your calendar, but let the gang know that you are coming. We encourage you to do that and spread these posts on your page. You just never know who might see them otherwise. Buy local, support local. Never been more adamant with our friends at Family Natural Foods. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Say hi to the team over there for us, too.
Will do.
And we will have more Rapids Report coming up for you right here as streaming exclusively at WFHR.com, civicmedia.us, or wherever you get your podcasts.